I'm David Fettis, and this logic talk is about tautologies, contradictions, and contingent statements. And again, I'm using material from Dr. Matthew Van Cleve. A tautology is a statement that's true in virtue of its form. It's always true. It can't be false. Its truth doesn't depend on what the facts actually are. Here's an example. Matt is either 40 years old or not 40 years old. He's one or the other, and that whole statement cannot be false, because if he's 40 years old, it's true. If he's not 40 years old, it's true. So a statement of the form P or not P is a tautology. It is always true, because if one side of the disjunction is false, the other is always true, so the total disjunction is always true. A tautology is simply then a statement that cannot be false. Here are some examples. God exists or God does not exist. That statement taken as a whole has to be true no matter what the facts are. Jesus is God or Jesus is not God. Jesus sinned or Jesus did not sin. Unrepentant sinners go to hell or they do not go to hell. Those are tautologies where it must be true taken as a whole, because it's giving you a disjunction where one side is true and the other has to be false. So tautologies are statements that are always true just based on their form, regardless of what the facts are. A contradiction is a statement that's false in virtue of its form. It's always false. It cannot possibly be true. Its truth doesn't depend on what the facts actually are. So, for instance, you could say Matt is both 40 years old and not 40 years old. Well, he can't be both. It's logically impossible. A conjunction of two opposites is a contradiction. P and not P is always false. It is absolutely impossible for P and not P to be a true statement. You cannot assert a contradiction and be telling the truth. God exists and God does not exist. It's impossible for that statement to be true. Jesus is God and Jesus is not God. Jesus sinned and Jesus did not sin. Unrepentant sinners go to hell and they do not go to hell. Those statements are all contradictions, saying two opposite things in the same statement, and there is no possible world in which any of those statements could be true. A contingent statement is a statement whose truth depends on the way the world actually is. So, it could be either true or false. It just depends on what the facts actually are. Take the statement, Matt is either 39 years old or 40 years old. If he's 39, that statement's true. If he's 40, that statement's true. If he's 32, that statement's false. If he's 23, that statement is false. So it's a contingent statement, and it depends on what the facts actually are, not on just the form of the statement. Here are some examples of contingent statements. People evolved from monkeys, or God created people. Well, that statement depends on what the facts actually are. You might say, well, the statement taken as a whole has got to be true, because either people evolved from monkeys or God created people, but that's not really so. There are other possibilities, at least logically, to consider. Maybe people evolved from kittens. Maybe God created people through evolving them from monkeys. So there are contingent statements that depend on the way the world actually is, and they aren't inherently a contradiction or a tautology. The flood covered the world, or there was no great flood. Well, maybe the flood covered part of the world, a big part of the world. I'm not arguing for that now to make a case regarding the biblical flood. I'm just saying that as a logical statement, it is contingent to say the flood covered the world or there was no great flood. There may be other possibilities, such as a really big flood that didn't cover the whole world. Jesus' disciples stole his body, or he rose from the dead. Well, maybe his body was disposed of in some other way that people lost track of. Maybe there's other possibilities that we haven't thought of, but that's a contingent statement that depends on the way things really are. It's not inherently false based on its form. It's not a contradiction. It's not a tautology. It's a statement of fact, And it depends on what the facts of the matter are. And in this case, of course, the fact is that he did rise from the dead. You might say Paul or Barnabas wrote Hebrews. But that's a contingent statement. It would be true if Paul wrote it. It would be true if Barnabas wrote it. That statement wouldn't be true if Apollos wrote Hebrews, or if Peter wrote Hebrews, or if somebody else wrote Hebrews. You see, it's not a contradiction, and it's not a tautology. It depends on who actually did write Hebrews. So contingent statements depend on the facts, not on the form. They're not a contradiction. They're not a tautology. They're saying something that will be true or false based on the facts in the world. So we have tautologies that are always true just due to their form. There's a contradiction which is false due to its form. It's trying to say two things at the same time that are the opposite of each other, and they can't both be true at the same time. And a contingent statement depends on the way the world actually is. Now, with truth tables, we can determine whether something's a tautology or a contradiction. In a tautology, every row under the main operator of a statement will be true in its truth table. For a contradiction, every row under the main operator of the statement will be false. And for a contingent statement, there will be a mixture of true and false under the main operator of the statement. So let's look at the truth table for a tautology, and then we'll look at the truth table for a contradiction. We'll get an example of each. A entails B, or A. That's what you see in the far right column. You could also phrase, if A, then B, or A. So you have a conditional, and then taking that conditional in parentheses, you have a disjunction with A. So let's first get the truth values for the conditional. You remember that with a conditional, the only time it's false is if the antecedent is true, but the consequent is false. So only if A is true and B is false is the conditional false. So we see in the second row that the conditional is false, and on the other three rows, it's true. Now let's work out the truth values for the whole statement, the value under the main operator, which is the disjunction. With a disjunction, remember, if either side of the disjunction is true, then the disjunction as a whole is considered to be true. So in the first row, A is true and the conditional is true, so the disjunction taken as a whole is true. In the second row, A is true and the conditional is false, but remember with a disjunction, if one is true and the other is false, then the disjunction as a whole is still true. In the third row, the conditional is true, but A is false, but it doesn't matter because with a conditional, if either part is true, then the entire disjunction is true. So in this case, A entails B or A is still true. And in the fourth row, you see that A is false, but you see that the conditional is true, and therefore the disjunction taken as a whole is true. You notice what you've got in that whole column then is true, 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 true. And that's the sign of a tautology. If under the main operator, the truth value of the whole statement is true, then you have a tautology because for every value of A and B, no matter what value of A or B or combination of them you pick, it always comes out true. That's the sign of a tautology. This is the truth table for a tautology. Now, if you were to consider a contradiction, you're going to wind up with the main operator having false all the way down. And we'll work out, if you just glanced at this, you wouldn't necessarily think, oh, that's obviously a contradiction. If you thought about it, you might realize it's a contradiction. But we'll work it out in terms of a truth table. Start with A or B. Remember again, with a disjunction, if either member of the disjunction is true, then the disjunction as a whole is true. So in the first row, both are true, therefore disjunction's true. Second row, one is true, the other false, so the disjunction taken as a whole is still true. Third row, A is false, but B is true, so the disjunction is still true. And only in that fourth row, where both A and B are false, is the disjunction taken as a whole false. Now we'll move over. We'll look at not A, which is very easy to figure out. Look at the A column, it's true, so not A is false. Second row, A is true, Not A is therefore false. Third row, A is false. So not A is true. Fourth row, A is false. So not A is true. So much for that column. Let's look at not B. Well, in the first column, B is true, so not B is false. Second column, B is false, or second row, B is false, and so not B is true. Third row, B is true, so not B is false. And then again on that fourth row, very simple, B is false, so not B is true. Now let's get the conjunction of not A and not B. And you remember, with a conjunction, both members have to be true in order for the conjunction to be true. So in that first row, both of those things are false, therefore the conjunction is false. In the second row, one is false and the other true, so that means the conjunction taken as a whole is false. In the third row, one member is true, the other member is false, therefore the conjunction as a whole is false. And in the fourth row, both members of the conjunction are true, therefore the conjunction as a whole is true. And now we're not quite done. Now we have to get the main operator of the whole thing, the main operator that connects A or B with not A and not B. And when we do that, then we look again at how a conjunction works. When there's a conjunction, both members have to be true in order for the conjunction to be true. In the first row, one member is true, but the other member is false, and therefore the conjunction is false. The second row, A or B is true, but not A and not B is false, and therefore the conjunction of the two statements is false. Third row, A or B is true, but again, you've got a false statement for not A and not B, therefore the total conjunction is false. And in the fourth row, you have A or B was false, not A and not B was true, but that doesn't do you any good to make it true, because with a conjunction they both have to be true, and therefore the conjunction is false. So in that truth table, under the main operator, it's false, 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 false. And that is the sure sign of a contradiction. No matter what value you have for A and B, the statement taken as a whole is false. So you know that it is a contradiction.